We're back on the weekly high school wrestling recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You got us live here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. You can also listen on that free WEOL mobile app, and we're online anytime as well over at WEOL.com. Rock Anushi and Tom Evans here with you as we go to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest from Elyria High School. Head girls wrestling coach Paul Felton joins us now here for the high school wrestling recap. Coach, first and foremost, thank you for carving out some time for us this afternoon. We always appreciate it. How are things of late over there with that Elyria girls wrestling program?
Everything's great. First off, thanks for having me. Everything's been pretty exciting. It's been a real exciting year this year, exceeding a lot of expectations that myself had, and I think some of the other coaches as well. You go into a first season as a head coach, especially for the girls, you're not sure, if these girls are going to make it through or if the sport is right for them. And fortunately for us, we haven't lost one girl this season. Wow. due to not liking the sport or not wanting to be a part of it. So it's been really good. I think in four out of our five tournaments, I think we've placed in the top four. The girls got their first taste of a real dual meet last week at Avon Lake, which Avon Lake put on a great show. They had a spotlight. They had the music going. There was a huge crowd. Wow. So I think it was exciting for the girls to get to be a part of that. And we've like every team, we've had our downs. The first week, the week before our first event, we lost one of our 190-pounders. She broke her arm and had to have surgery. So and then last week, or about a week and a half ago, Jalen Green, who's one of our returners from last year, tore her meniscus and had to have surgery last week as well. So she also got hurt last year around this time at the Columbia Station tournament. She broke her collarbone and was out for the rest of the season last year.
Oh my gosh.
So your heart breaks for the kid.
Sure.
But we've had a lot of good stuff going on though. So it's been a fun year so far.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, you wrestled for Eric, you learned from the legend over there. I know you work with Burnett Train Wrestling. You're one of many really highly qualified assistant coaches in that wrestling room, and it just seems like the girl, that when the girls team starts popping up, it's like boom, it was quick over to Elyria, and you were quickly the head coach. Tell me how that whole thing transpired for you, Paul.
Yeah, so when Riley was around, I got to work with her a lot. I did traveling with her. We went to Colorado. I went to Super 32 with her. I kind of got my foot wet in the women's wrestling world with Riley. Last year we had like five or six girls, and as much as I could be there for those girls on the tournament days, because I was helping out doing the boys and doing youth, I was with those girls as much as possible. Coach Torres came to me over the summer and, asked me if I wanted to change my title from assistant coach to head coach for the women's wrestling team, and it kind of just took off from there.
Outstanding. Well, you build a real solid, and the Riley that Paul's talking about is Riley Banyas, who is the face of girls wrestling here in Northeast Ohio, not just Lorain County, really a whole lot of Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. And you guys jump right in the fire, and I'm looking, I'm watching the results every week, and the lineup's pretty full, and you guys are in the top five every week. How is that with a group, especially some first-time out kids that say, hey, we're going to compete, and we're going to go after championships here. What does that feel like?
It's like I said, it's really exciting because you don't really know what to expect with a lot of new girls. But these girls have bought in. They show up. And they're taking one match at a time when they go out there, and they're doing the things that they learn. We have some girls. We have two freshmen, Benna Guticelli and Bella Trujillo, that came up from our junior high program, and they're having a heck of a year so far. They're both placing in tournaments every weekend. And they're lighter weights, but they've been around for a little while. And then the newer girls, we have some of them, that have been in athletics before. They're doing other sports. We have a couple that have been in jiu-jitsu. So that helps a little bit. But, mainly it's for them. They're just buying into the sport. They're showing up and working on the things that we work on in practice. And it just kind of all adds, the wins just keep adding up for them.
One of the things that the Elyria wrestling program, especially on the boys' side, was they would go anywhere and wrestle the best competition. You're trying to build a schedule in the first year, and how in the world do you find a tournament in Frederickstown, Ohio, Paul?
I got to give the credit to Chris Shudlaw for that. He takes care of our schedule for the most part, and, I think this year it was a little bit tougher because we didn't know how many girls we were going to have going into the season. So we didn't want to schedule a lot of dual meets because we didn't want to go into a dual meet having maybe four or five girls and it just being a bunch of forfeits. So, you know, we're pretty tournament heavy this year. But, you know, next year, I think, you know, with, you know, being able to fill 11, you know, 10, 11 spots most of the weekends this year, I think we're going to try to add some more dual meets. You know, dual meets are really exciting. You know, like I said, Avon Lake was awesome. You know, I think some of the girls were a little nervous because, you know, the lights were off and it was a big crowd because the boys wrestled that night. You know, but they got excited whenever the wrestling started. You know, they're cheering on their teammates, and it was a good experience. So hopefully next year we'll get more dual meets into the schedule.
Yeah, just in the county, you've got a nice size team. Vermilion does, Avon Lake does, Columbia's got a nice size team. You got some local competition here that you can really get some things going dual meet wise, and that really does create some excitement. So where do you go from here, Paul? Tell us about the schedule and how you guys are kind of getting ready for what they're calling now a super regional or super district or a pre-district before district. That's how much the girls have expanded this year.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, that stuff's all like in the works now. But, you know, we go to Fremont Ross this Saturday, and then next Saturday we're at Columbia Station, and I believe we have a couple more tournaments right before that big sectional or regional, whatever they're calling it. But right now, just trying to stay healthy, take things one match at a time, you know, and just continue to learn for these girls. You know, they're taking in everything that we teach them. We're trying to build good practice habits in them, and it's showing. You know, they're still learning, so, mistakes are still being made, but that's going to happen, in every match. So, you know, we just go back and go to the drawing board and continue to work on the things that need to be worked on and add things slowly, but, you know, that are effective.
Awesome. Fantastic stuff. Well, Coach, thank you very much again for making some time for us here this evening to talk about that Elyria girls wrestling program. Sounds like things are certainly on the up. Like you said, a couple of tough injuries for you, but certainly with the numbers up and everything like that this year, obviously some success on the mat. Sounds like things are going pretty swimmingly over there. So, Coach, thank you again for stopping by. We always appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll be catching up again here soon.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Paul. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
And that is Elyria head girls wrestling coach Paul Felton here on the high school wrestling recap, again presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Just our second girls coach that we've had on, like you said during one of the timeouts. They have Brandon Gilbert over at Vermilion. He kind of does the double duty, but always nice to talk some girls wrestling, and clearly a lot of enthusiasm and excitement over there in Elyria.
Absolutely, and just the numbers you know, Riley Banyas, we talked about Riley so much over the last couple of years.
Right.
Just the face of women's wrestling as we're getting going here in Northeast Ohio and Lorain County, and carried the banner well, did an outstanding job for that. But I had no idea that they had so much depth over to Elyria girls-wise because we were so focused on Riley. And, I'm looking at some tournament results. They had 8 girls place in a tournament this last weekend.
Wow.
So nice squad that they put together over there. There's a lot of excitement. You can tell the excitement in Paul's voice about what's going on with girls wrestling at Elyria High. That's great for wrestling.
Well, it's one thing when you have the numbers, right? But then when you actually start having success, I think that just kind of adds to everything as well. So certainly good stuff happening over at Elyria for both the boys and the girls wrestling programs. And we thank girls head coach Paul Felton for sharing some time with us here this evening. Let's step aside, take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of those results that you were talking about, Tom, and then take a look at what's coming up ahead in the local high school wrestling scene. That's coming your way next right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it live here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app. And Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.